Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have a really fun program. If you're not familiar with the Shanghai Roller Dolls, you will find out about them today. And also, the grand reopening of the Astoria Armory happening this Saturday. The Shanghai Roller Dolls will be in a bout with the Storm City Roller Girls, and that's happening at 4 o'clock at the Astoria Armory. Doors open at 3 p.m. The Astoria Armory has not been open for to the public for decades, I think it is, and so this will be a very incredible thing for the community, and we'll find more about that from my guest. My guest is Robin Kustik. She is the vice president of the Shanghai Roller Dolls, and she is a coach. She runs the junior program for the Shanghai Roller Dolls, and she is now the event coordinator for the Astoria Armory. Hi, Robin. I'm so glad to have you in the studio today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I went to the website of the Shanghai Roller Dolls, and I just want to read a teeny bit about what it says, just so people know what they do. But we're going to find out about you as well. But on the Shanghai Roller Dolls website, it says, "We are a North Oregon Coast flat track roller derby league that spans Clatsop County, including Astoria, Seaside, and Cannon Beach. We're dedicated to empowering women of all shapes, sizes, ethnicity, job status, and skills to be braver, kinder, smarter, healthier, stronger, more accepting, and embracing their empowered selves while having fun and encouraging others." We're going to find out about the Shanghai Roller Dolls and your involvement with them in a few minutes, but please let us know a little bit about Robin Kustik.
All right. I'm from Newport Beach, California. I moved here about 2.5 years ago. I absolutely love Astoria. It's such a wonderful place. I enjoy the community sense that we have here. I work at a restaurant as a waitress in the evenings.
And Newport Beach is a large city. You were born and raised there.
Absolutely.
And so how did you discover Astoria?
When I was in college, I went to see a Grateful Dead show because Chuck Berry was opening up for the Grateful Dead, and there was another show in Seattle, and I decided that I wanted to go see that. So I drove through Astoria, took the long way, and I fell in love with it, and I remembered the bridge. So when we were looking for a place to live, I thought, let's go check out Astoria, and I fell in love with it again.
And that was 2.5 years ago that you moved here.
Correct.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And you went to Humboldt State College?
Correct.
And so since you moved to Astoria, 2.5 years ago, Shanghai Roller Dolls actually had just formed about 3 years ago, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And had you skated before?
As a kid, normal skate. You go to a skate rink or skate in your neighborhood or whatnot.
We had a skating rink when I was a child, too. And that was a fun thing to do on a weekend, on a Friday night or something, or a Saturday night. And then suddenly the skating rinks just kind of disappeared. Why? What happened? That was kind of family fun. I know we'll talk about the idea that, you think, well, that's kind of where the racy kids went or something. But what happened to roller rinks?
I think a lot of it is funding. I know some were able to stay afloat, but if you really think about it, your concessions are family friendly. There's not, any alcoholic beverages, and parents have to sit and watch. And with all just the other sports that kids do these days, and I kind of believe that when inline skates were introduced, that kind of took away from roller rinks, because now you're able to go out and skate on surfaces that you normally wouldn't be able to skate on.
So rollerblading. I never thought about that. Okay, so rollerblading on like the Riverwalk even sometimes.
Correct,
you see
yeah.
people doing it. So that takes away. However, now it seems like people more and more want community. They want family-friendly events. They want something that, especially something you can do indoors during inclement weather.
Yes. Yeah, well, especially in an area like this, in the winter, I've noticed there are very few things to do. So having a place to take your family on a Friday night and skate and, have some family fun is a really good thing. It's a great exercise, too.
How did you get involved with the Shanghai Roller Dolls? And how did they start?
A group of women got together and met, I believe it was at the Astoria Coffee House, and decided they wanted to have a roller derby. I believe one of the founders, her name is Coco Underhill. She still is on our team. They got together and were able to figure out a skate place, which was the fairgrounds. They let us skate there for free as long as we volunteer our time for the Crab Fest, and we have to do dumpster duty, which is not pleasant whatsoever, but it's worth it. So they started practicing twice a week and, you know, doing their thing. And I came here about, I joined about, 2.5, 3 months after it was formed. The reason I decided to do this was I was boxing in Southern California, and I love contact sports. I'm very competitive, and that's not available here. So the next, you know, logical conclusion was, hey, roller derby, that sounds like fun.
Well, a lot of women, I think, would think about a roller derby that you could get hurt, or that, you know, skating competitively, because you're in a bout with another team. How many people are on a team?
The roster holds 14. You get 2 alternates. And on the track at one time is 4 blockers and 1 jammer for each team.
So it's a fairly, well, I don't know. Is it? Do you consider it a dangerous sport? I mean, what do you think of this competitive skating? I mean,
I do consider it to be dangerous in the sense that you definitely need to have your skills in order. We have a really intense fresh meat program. That's what we call the new girls. And you teach them. There's a certain stance that you're in when you're skating. You learn how to hit. There's actual rules to the game. You know, there's no elbowing anymore, or, you know, fist fights or whatever you see on movies and TV. But getting hit by a woman that's, you know, 250 pounds when you're my size, which is, you know, 130 pounds and 5'3", could be pretty dangerous and pretty brutal.
Do you all have training? Is there a lot of training that goes into this?
Oh, absolutely. We Sundays are a very long day for some of us. It's a 6-hour practice, and Wednesdays we practice for 2 hours. We do a lot of scrimmaging. It's a lot of strategy.
And so when your team, the Shanghai Roller Dolls, competes, you have enough competitors throughout the state of Oregon. Do you just primarily compete in Oregon and Washington?
Oregon, Washington, Northern California, Idaho. Roller derby's taken off. Last time I checked, and it's probably grown a little bit more, I think there was 700 active leagues in the United States. I just skated with a girl who was from Zurich, Switzerland, and came down and was traveling the country to skating with other skate leagues. So it's pretty, you know, pretty big everywhere.
It sounds like the sport is growing.
Yes.
And it's also really popular. Your events sell out. You sell out. So at the Armory, if people want to go to this, they should get their tickets, and they can go to the AstoriaArmory.com website, which is AstoriaArmory.com, to purchase tickets for the Saturday event.
Correct.
And you all became a nonprofit.
That is true. So part of our mission is to give back to our own community. Everyone on my team is a mother or works, very community oriented, and we want to make a difference. And it could start with, you know, 13 girls on a roller derby team. You know, we give most of our proceeds to whatever charity we're raising. We try to change our charities just to the basic need of who's come to us, what community member needs help. We volunteer, so if anybody needs help, contact us. You know, we do.
I think a lot of people maybe the Shanghai Roller Dolls have been skating under the radar a little bit, so to speak, because I think that just now, I mean, I've been hearing about you for a little while, but I don't know if how many listeners in, you know, to this radio station or, you know, in this Northwest region, the Columbia Pacific region, really know about it. And so it sounds like with the Astoria Armory now as perhaps a permanent home?
Permanent home,
A
yes.
Permanent home. Okay, so the Shanghai Roller Dolls, you've been skating where?
We have been skating at the fairgrounds in Camp Rylea. Camp Rylea gives us a pretty good discount because we're a nonprofit, and they're really great supporters of us. We're actually, in September, we're going to be doing a private bout for them just to support the troops and kind of give them a little bit of a break and some entertainment.
What is it that is exciting to you and to the team about skating, you know, on a women's roller derby team?
I think it's pushing yourself, you know, doing things, transitioning on your skates at full speed, knowing that you might get hit, skating backwards, you know, holding just, it's very competitive. You're always pushing yourself. it's just one of those things that you have to do, you know. I guess if you play a sport and you I don't know, you just
it's exciting for you all and for the crowd.
Oh yeah, the crowd gets me motivated. I used to be very shy until I skated in front of 300 people, and that literally went out the window. I have no issues with that anymore. It gets you pumped, you know, and your local community supporting you and cheering your hits and your successes out on the track is an awesome feeling.
And you have programs. Let's talk about the junior program and some of the things that a person, let's say that there's someone listening to this program and they have a young person or an adult who, and they say, well, that sounds like fun. I mean, that sounds like, you know, something I really want to do. They can just go to the Shanghai Roller Dolls website, I assume.
Correct.
And then figure out how to get in touch with you.
Yep.
Or someone else. And that's Shanghai, S-H-A-N-G-H-I-E-D, ShanghaiRollerDolls.com to get more information about it. What are the Shanghai Roller Dolls doing on kind of an ongoing basis?
So right now we have from 1 to 2. On Sundays, we have our SR Deans. That's our kids that are from 5 to 11. It's a basic positional blocking derby. It's a great program. I think I have 30 kids right now. Basically, we're trying to get as much equipment as possible for these kids. It's free for them. We provide them with a t-shirt after 4 practices. They come, they skate, they learn some skills. And then from 2 to 4, we have our fresh meat program. The fresh meat program is for any age, basically from 18 to, I think our oldest doll is 56. And we teach you all your skate skills. We have loaner equipment available. If you don't have skates, that's definitely not an excuse. And then usually from 4 to 6 is our fast girl practice.
And when you say that you're cultivating people for future bouts, you say on the website that this is a very empowering thing, and you're really there's a mission here. It's not just let's go skate and have some fun. You're a nonprofit, so you're mm-hmm. raising money for charitable organizations throughout the community here in this region, and you're also you feel that this empowers young women. We should probably talk a little bit about, there are some stereotypes, of course, that we need to also address. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, my guest is Robin Kustik. Robin is the vice president of the Shanghai Roller Dolls, which is a, what do you call yourself then? It's a skating derby team, or it's a...
A derby league.
A derby league. Okay, sure. So they're part of a derby league. She is a coach. She also runs a junior program for young people, and the ages, again, are 5 to 11?
5 to 11, and then we also have a program for 12 to 17.
Okay, so several programs, no matter what your age, from 5 years on up. And Robin is also now the event coordinator for the Astoria Armory, which is having its grand reopening this Saturday with a match between the Shanghai Roller Dolls and the Storm City Roller Girls. Where are they from, the Storm City Roller Girls?
Vancouver, Washington.
From Vancouver, Washington. Okay. So the doors open at 3 and the bout starts at 4, and you can get your tickets, which are incredibly reasonably priced, at AstoriaArmory.com. You can just get your tickets right online. Let's talk about this idea of skating and being on a team, empowering women, and then this idea of stereotypes that just kind of this is for the naughty girls or something.
Sure. So this team and most derby leagues really take care of each other. You have women from all different walks of life. Our goal is to be as successful as people as possible, and everybody has a different skill. Everyone has the ability to do something different, so we try to embrace each other and help each other through those times. If someone's going to college and needing some tutoring, someone on our team will help them. If someone needs a babysitter, whatever the case is, we have a rule on our team, and we don't say we're sorry to one another. What we say is we'll fix it, and that's basically just everybody makes mistakes, but everybody can constantly improve. And our whole goal is just, we can't give to the community if we don't give back to each other. So it's a very supportive place. And generally, it's really one of those places where women go and can let their guard down, get sweaty, be themselves, no makeup on, you know, all the things that women do, you know, primp and get ready for their day. This is a place where you can just be yourself and play a sport.
Well, you can be in touch with that. You know, we all are yin and yang. We all have male, female energy. And so this is a place where you can really be a powerful human being, whether you're male or female.
Correct. Yeah.
And are you concerned about those stereotypes? Do you have people who say, oh, you're a Shanghai roller doll? I mean, what
yes.
do you think?
It drives me nuts. People think, you know, it's a bunch of uneducated, crazy women who, you know, I've heard some strange comments. I personally have never been in a bar fight, but those are like the stereotypes that people in the community think. In all reality, we have moms, we have school teachers, we have entrepreneurs. Everyone is employed in some way, whether it's being a stay-at-home mom or works out in the workplace, and finds time to give back to their community and to raise money for, you know, the animal assistance. Or I think the last thing we raised money for was a lady who's has stage 4 cancer and wanted to have a weekend with her mom. I mean, it really it could be small or big, and that's what we dedicate our time to. My big thing this year is Shriners. I grew up in Shriners Hospital. I have a hip replacement, so there again, there's no excuse not to play roller derby. So my big fundraiser this year is for Shriners Hospital. And that's the other thing. Every girl on this league, since there's only 13 of us, gets to donate money to their charity of choice this year.
That's really wonderful. And not only is this something which does empower young women and women of all ages, really, whoever the people are who are doing this, to feel good about their bodies. They're doing something that's very physically active, very demanding, and just silly and crazy and wild, and people yell and scream, and it's you know, it's not a refined thing like ballet. I mean, it's something where you can just let it out, right? So how and this idea that you are a nonprofit and doing things for the community, I really respect that.
Thank you
for doing that. That's an excellent thing. So at the moment, the Shanghai Roller Dolls are, you know, you need volunteers to help with what, events or with what?
So we're always looking for non-skating officials. We have a NSO program. So if you're afraid to get on skates, we can definitely put you
to
work.
What is NSO?
It's a non-skating official. So okay. They keep track of the score and penalty boxes and things of that nature.
Okay.
And then we're always looking for referees. So if you're not interested in the contact part but want to skate and participate, we have a training program for referees as well.
Okay.
And that goes for junior derby. I know a lot of teenage boys aren't really wanting to play with some of the girls, you know, that whole cootie thing from 12 to 17 or whatever. But we have a program for them as well. So it's a great way to stay in shape, meet awesome people, and, you know, give back to your community.
And you certainly, I know you need equipment for the young girls. So people can go onto, again, to the Shanghai Roller Dolls website, and then you can figure out how to donate. You're a 501c3. And also, if you want to volunteer or get involved, and obviously buying tickets. I think we should talk also now about the Astoria Armory. The Astoria Armory is an incredible resource. It has been shuttered for many, many, many years, and there's nothing like this on the North Coast. I know Robert Jacob Jake, who is the owner of the Canary Pier Hotel and Spa, he really spearheaded the effort to save this building, to say this building must be saved. And so where is the Armory right now? Because it was in kind of not great condition, and this is, and then suddenly now you're having a grand reopening on Saturday. What's happening with the Armory?
Well, I'd like to really start off with thanking some of the volunteers. I have a few volunteers that have worked hand-in-hand with me doing cleanup and construction and everything we can possibly do to get this building ready to host 500 people, basically. Bob Burke is a maintenance man for Costco, has dedicated tons of time there. His daughter skates on the SRDN program, and he wanted to make sure she had a place to skate, a community program. And we have Chris Jones, who is a retired veteran from Afghanistan who's been really trying to acclimate back into society and whatnot, and he has dedicated his time there as well. And Greg from City Lumber.
That's wonderful. I know. And yeah. And the Astoria Armory has a board of directors. I know Sean Fitzpatrick is on it. And I mean, you have a wonderful board of directors.
Yes. Everyone's just pulled together. We have spent, I know yesterday I spent 12 hours there on a daily basis between my home life and my other job and this job. I pretty much am putting in a 16-hour day, to say at a minimum. It's not perfect in there. It definitely needs a lot of help. We need volunteers to come into the armory and, you know, even if they just want to paint, sweep a floor. We need donations. There's lots of things that need to be fixed. The building's been shut down, 27 years, I believe. So there's lots of things that need to be done. The Shanghai Roller Dolls went in and scraped pigeon mess off all the mezzanines. I mean, it was a two-day process. And we've done everything we can to get it ready, and we're able to host people now. But
you're going to have a concession stand. Will the concession stand be open this Saturday or not?
Absolutely, we have wine and beer and food.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so the concession stand. Well, I've been fortunate to see the armory before you all took over, and I haven't seen it lately. It's really exciting because this is just it's an amazing building. I mean, it's beautiful inside. The mm-hmm. The floor is fantastic.
The floor is wonderful.
Yeah, the floor is a great skating floor, yeah. But also great for a lot of other events. And I know you're going to be doing other events as well. So right now, the armory is also a 501c3. The Astoria Armory. So people can make donations. And so right now you're in the cleanup phase. And this is the grand reopening celebration. And so you're having the match. And then there's actually a family skate night after party following the bout. So how long does a bout last?
Oh, it's 2 30-minute halves and normally a 15-minute halftime, but because we have so much community stuff that we need to announce, it'll be probably about a 30-minute halftime, so an hour and a half.
Okay, so if the bout begins this Saturday at the Astoria Armory at 4:00, and then at around 5:30-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood, there will be a family skate night after party, which is which people can go to, the people who have been at the bout.
Yeah, so I think we discussed opening the floor to family skate night at 6:30.
Okay,
it's pretty easy. Bring your own skates. No fee. If you need rental skates, there's a rental skate fee. It's not very expensive. I think it's $4. You use them for the whole night, and that's it. I mean, it's pretty basic.
All right. So that's this Saturday, and I know you have sponsors. I see Gimray's and Fort George and the Riverwalk Inn and Lums, and a lot of people who are Classroom Distributing who are sponsoring you all. For the Astoria Armory, what other kinds of events are you planning? Because now you the Friends of the Armory now have possession of the Astoria Armory, and so now you have this next year to really kind of bring it up to speed. So what other kinds of things are you planning since you're now the event coordinator?
Yeah, the pressure's on. I have a community dodgeball competition coming up in August, which I'm very excited about, and I know Jake is going to be very excited about this. You assemble your own team, and we will have concessions and a small entry fee. That'll be in the middle of August, and that's just to raise money to keep restoring the armory. We have an open house on July 4th. The Moose are going to have, I'm not sure of the street that they're on, but they're going to have that.
17th.
17th, thank you.
Yes, they're on 17th Street.
They're going to have that closed off, so it'll go check out the Moose. And then come in and watch a scrimmage. Everything's free to the community.
That's fabulous. So if for some reason you're out of town, you can't make the Saturday match, which sounds really exciting, and I would urge people to get their tickets in advance since they do sell out, you can come to a free open house on July 4th at the Astoria Armory. And what are the hours for that?
I believe 2 to 7.
2 to 7. Okay, 2 to 7 on July 4th, and there's going to be a scrimmage. And, I think people just want to go in and see that facility because a lot of people who grew up here have great memories of seeing, was it Deep Purple?
So
many concerts, so many things.
We are planning lots of concerts. I've been in touch with a lot of folks that people are like Louie and the Lugnuts and all these things that I've never heard of, but I've been in touch with a lot of these people who are going to come just because they played there once.
Okay. So for now, there's this Saturday's event, then there's July 4th, then in August you have the Dodgeball, and then there will be other concerts, and the public will just be kept informed of the events that will be happening at the Astoria.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And again, go to the website. We only have another minute or two left. No Robin, worries. What else would you like the listening audience to know about?
You know, I just really would like to thank this community for coming in to our bouts and for supporting the Armory. And, you know, feel free to contact me at shanghairollerdolls.com if you want to join the Shanghai Roller Dolls, or AstoriaArmory.com if you want to get in contact for being a volunteer.
Well, it does. It's quite really a coup that this community has saved that building, and
yeah,
that now you know, I think a lot of people are going to be really surprised to see what it looks like inside. Terry Wilson, you have something to say?
Well, I can remember when they televised roller derby. Now, thinking way back in the past when KMUN broadcast parades. Wouldn't it be fun to broadcast one of these roller derbies?
Yes.
Have to get a play-by-play person.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, just so much fun. So much fun. Well, Robin, thank you so much for all your hard work on behalf of the Shanghai Roller Dolls, for being a nonprofit, for helping our community with all of the things that you do, and also very exciting to see what's going to be happening at the Astoria Armory, you know, as you kind of book events throughout the year.
No need to thank me. It's an honor to be part of this community, so hey.
So again, you can go to shanghairollerdolls.com or astoriaarmory.com and find out about all the events that are going to be happening in this community. Terry Wilson, thank you so much for being our engineer extraordinaire, and I also want to express my appreciation to Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself. Today, take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life. There are many good things. Even though we see the news, things are distressing to us. Focus on those things which are working, which are good in your life, and being grateful for those. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you. For doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.